Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the mighty, mighty Son of God that you sent to this earth and the mighty teacher, the Holy Spirit, to teach us all the mighty things that's in this book. Lord, we praise you for this book. We praise you for this owner's manual. Now, as we read this book, reveal to us the things of the tongue and the power of the tongue, Lord, that we might do the wonderful things that you tell us to do so that we might walk in the place where you want us to walk on this earth. And, Lord, we praise you for the word. And as it goes out, reveal it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're continuing to talk about the power of the tongue this week. Yesterday, we talked about, in Proverbs, we talked about the things that we have and how important it is to have health and long life lies in the tongue. Even life and death is in the power of your tongue. Most people do not believe that you can kill yourself or somebody else with your tongue, but you most definitely can because God's Word says you can. The most powerful things on this earth are words. Now, I'm going to give you an idea of how some people kill themselves and they don't even understand what's going on. But I know of a few men in life that have literally killed themselves within just a matter of hours after they have done what I'm going to read to you today out of Matthew chapter 12. In Matthew 12, 32, it says, actually I'm going to read verse 31 first. Wherefore I say unto you, in other words, Jesus is speaking, and he said, I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, what are you doing? You are speaking a word against the Son of Man, which is Jesus. It shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Now, it's amazing that you make a statement like that. Jesus made a statement like that. And it's amazing how many times that men and women also today will derogatorily take the name of the Lord in vain. They will speak the name in a derogatory state, in a cursing or cussing manner. They will blaspheme the Father, and they will blaspheme Jesus' name. But it is so rare that you just almost never hear someone say something bad about the Holy Spirit, or to blaspheme His name. Now, you ever wonder why that is? Why that so many people go along? Because the Lord said, even to them that take the Father's name in vain, it shall not go unpunished. Now, I am completely convinced that there's been many a person, man and woman, that have died on their deathbeds prematurely because of their loose talking just from using the Father or Jesus' name in vain. But it may have taken many years and lots of times of loose talking to do that. But the Holy Spirit, when people begin to blaspheme and cuss the Holy Spirit, usually they don't last but a few hours. Now, I've heard many preachers talk about this over my years, and how many of them have said that men that have cussed or blasphemed, in other words, said derogatory things about the Holy Spirit, most of them have died within a 24-hour time frame after they do that. That's why you don't hear that said very much, because you never have a repeat offender. It's kind of like when I was over in Saudi Arabia, over in that part of the world, years and years and years ago, 30 years ago, the people over there, and I don't know, they may still do it. I haven't been over there in 30 years. But if they were to steal something over there, like money or something, the first time you get caught stealing, they cut your hand off. if you get caught stealing twice, they cut your head off. So you don't ever have any third-time offenders. And it's amazing. So people know what the consequence is for stealing, so, and they know it's so strong that they just don't do it. So that's why that people can leave their money laying around and nobody will steal it, because they know what the consequences are. Now, your words blaspheming the Holy Spirit can cause you to die in a very short period of time. I know that lots of people don't believe that your words are so powerful, and I didn't either. Even as a Christian, I had no knowledge of how powerful my words really were. But not only did I just read that out of Matthew 12, but I'm going to go down just a few more verses to verse 36 and 37 in Matthew 12. And Jesus is speaking again, and he says, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Now think about that. Every idle word you have said is recorded. In other words, he must have the best recording system there is anywhere, because Jesus is keeping a record of every word that you speak. In other words, we cannot capture every word. It doesn't make any difference what we do. We could take a recorder around with us all the time and let it be recording every time we said something, and we still wouldn't be able to categorize those things and keep the tapes where we could find them. But Jesus, he's got those things categorized in files. He knows exactly, because he said in the day of judgment, men will give account for every idle word. That means every word you have spoken. And then in verse 37, he says, "For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned." So you see there how important your words are. Now, another place in the Word of God that gives you an idea of how important your words are, over in Mark 11, the Lord has given us a tremendous spiritual principle there of how important our words are. In fact, in chapter 11 of Mark, it says that they saw a fig tree afar off having leaves, and it came, if haply he might find anything thereon, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, Jesus was about to teach these men a tremendous spiritual principle here, and he's teaching us the same things as we read it 2,000 years later. And Jesus answered and said unto it, in other words, unto the fig tree, he said, he spoke to the tree. He said, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." And it says, and his disciples heard it. And then, of course, it says they went on to Jerusalem and cleansed the temple and everything. And then when they came back by, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, "Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away." What do we mean that the fig tree that Jesus cursed? In other words, what he's saying here, he spoke negatively to that tree. When he spoke negatively to that tree died. And they were amazed. They wanted to know how he'd done such a thing. And after they asked the question, "How did it happen?" Jesus answered to them and said, "Have faith in God." In other words, if you have faith in God, for verily he's fixing to teach them a spiritual law right here. "For truly," or "verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain." Now he's talking to everyone here now. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So when you get a hold of the fact that whatever you say, especially when you say things in faith, now this people do not realize how they curse and bless with the same mouth. later on this week, we're going to get over into the third chapter of the book of James, and we're going to talk about that in great detail. But right here, we're discussing this week the power of the tongue and how the tongue is going to either bless us or curse us. And it's going to bring forth the blessings of God or the curses. And of course, as we curse ourselves, we're opening a door to the spirit world, and we're allowing demonic spirits to come in and to fulfill what God said would happen to us. And they bring tormenting spirits into our lives and cause us to live way below the abundant life that Christ promised. But now, you must learn how to talk. It is absolutely the most important thing in the world to learn how to talk and not use negative statements, not speak evil. Let me explain something to you. Now, this is very, very important when it comes to healing. A person that's a born-again Christian, according to the Word of God, Jesus bore your sin on the cross so that you wouldn't have to sin again. He said clearly in His Word many places, we should die to sin and live unto righteousness. Now, how many Christians do you know that have died to sin and live righteously day after day? I don't know very many, but there are a few that I know that are definitely working on it. They're watching their words. They're watching what they say. They're watching what they do. They are striving to walk holy before God. Now, that's the goal for every one of us. Every one of us should be striving to walk holy before God, because that is a commandment from our King. Our Lord Jesus told us clearly that we're to use the example that He left us in 1 Peter 2:21, and He said, I came and left an example for you to follow, and this is the example that in Me there was no sin. So if there was no sin in Him, and He told us we should die to sin and live unto righteousness, then no Christian should sin. But, unfortunately, we don't pay attention. We are not led by the Holy Spirit, and even those that try extremely hard still mess up once in a while. When we do, we can come to the Father and ask Him to forgive us for that sin, but we should strive with all of our heart to not sin. Because if He told us not to, we should do that. Now, we'll have to continue this tomorrow. We're already out of time. I'd like to invite you out to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon.
We would also like to invite you to our healing school. We have a healing school out there at the same place, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas, the second Saturday of every month. So if you want to come and get healed, we'll teach you how to receive your healing from the Lord. The main thing is you must repent of all your sins and come to God and expect Him to do a great and mighty work for you. Now, if you will repent of your sins and believe God, He will heal you. We've seen Him heal hundreds of people at the healing school. So come and expect the Lord to do a miracle for you. Praise the King.